Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, Friday the 13th. Criscodecaphobia, Friday the 13th. 2026, 11 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and we heard the clip from President Guy, there again, President Emeritus Guy, about all the incidents that have went down this past week. So what do you think, Matt?
About the interview again?
No, the walls. The walls.
The interview was great, honestly, I think. I mean, you know, Gordon Guy's an interesting kind of fellow. He had two watches on. The listeners can't see the video, but he's got two watches on. And he's got, you know, the big colorful bow tie and the whole thing. Gordon Guy's an interesting kind of fellow. He's real candid, like I said. You know, candid's always a good thing. He'll tell you what he thinks.
He's got his own little thing going on. So again, phone lines are open. If you have any thoughts on what was said, feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. I guess journalism, a little bit of the topic here this morning. Kind of a fascinating thing. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the journalism of that, Matt? That's where I was going. Not about his bow tie or his watches.
Well, I was just talking about Gordon Guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... I think that I think that aggressive journalism, I haven't seen the video, I suppose, so I really couldn't tell you, but, I mean, I think that, I don't think you're gonna get very, if you get information at all by, I don't know, ambushing people, whatever you want to call it, I don't think you're gonna get very good information out of it. I don't know. It's not really the same kind of a thing. I think that if you want information, there's definitely better ways to go about getting the information.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, what do you make about how Gordon Guy felt there? How do you think that all figures in? He said he felt they were obnoxious. I heard that time.
Yes, he said yes, both aggressive and obnoxious. well, I mean, you know. I mean, I think it's understandable for it to be obnoxious. For him to feel they were obnoxious, I guess, you know, he came out of the bathroom and they were shoving cameras in his face. But for him to feel they were aggressive, I guess, I think that's rather interesting. I mean, I would like to see what they did to be perceived as aggressive. So that's interesting.
Well, I guess you got to watch the video, in a way, to understand it. But where is the first part of the video? I think that's something to think about.
Well, yeah, I mean, totality of circumstances. I think that that's always a beneficial kind of a thing to have. So,
oh, wait a second here. We might have a better version here of what's going on.
News, and you said this is cancel culture going wild. If you believe that there is even some scintilla of an issue, sometimes people just want to go to DEFCON 2. That's silly. People got angry about this.
Yeah.
What do you make?
I think that they didn't have a right to get angry. They can't.
Well, I don't know what happened there. Oh, man. Isn't that always the way? Well, anyway, we do have a cleaner version of that. We just don't have it with us this morning. That's actually coming from a video that we had sent in. But I think the bigger question here is, what is going on with the state of journalism today? 740-383-9944. See, that happens during a live program.
The messing up there?
Well, just things going on, like not having your mic on, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, you'll have that.
Trying to do two things at once. You know how it goes. Now, we do have guerrilla journalism here. Let's see. What they did is called guerrilla journalism. Guerrilla journalism is an activist, often underground form of independent reporting practiced by individuals or small groups using basic, accessible technology to cover stories rejected or ignored by mainstream media. It focuses on unfiltered, on-the-ground reporting, frequently on social justice, political opposition, or niche issues designed to challenge establishment narratives. Well, I don't know if that's what this was.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
By the way, could anybody hear the? Could you hear the Gordon Gee interview better that time? Like I said, that's not the best version we have of it when we actually air the full interview, which is like 35, 45 minutes long. Maybe we'll have the best version by tonight. We just got back late yesterday and have not had a chance to go through the whole thing yet. But 740-383-9944. I don't know. I just don't think some... You can be a journalist. I think that word, anybody can use it, although I've never seen anybody's journal. But are you trying to get information or are you trying to get heat? That's the question.
Well, I mean, I think if you're trying to get information, I guess that's one thing. But I think trying to cause some kind of issue is another.
What do you think happened there?
Well, I haven't seen the full video nor the video that circulated, so I couldn't tell you. But, I mean, you know, based on what I know, it would seem that Gordon Gee, I mean, according to him at least, did talk to them for a minute. So, I guess they weren't happy with the answers they were given. But that's the way it works sometimes, so I think that...
Well, and I think there is a little bit of an agenda here. I don't think that they are fans of Les Wexner. And I think that, well, who do you go to? Somebody who has spoken well about him. So, you know, I don't know. That seems a little... I don't know. I don't know what you would call it.
Well...
Sensationalist.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Probably. I wouldn't think that they would expect, you know, great information. I mean, like, I don't know what they expected. I mean, they got an answer out of him, apparently.
But was it the answer they wanted?
That's not how it works. I mean, you got an answer.
Well, but that's certainly not the story. The story is, Ohio State Chase Center professor placed on administrative leave after assaulting cameraman.
Well, I think it'd be beneficial if they were to just post the entirety of the clip. That'd probably be good. But no, I mean, I think assaulting people, man, I keep getting something in my throat there. Assaulting people's never good, you know, but I think that, I don't know. Following somebody to an elevator after they already gave you answers to at least some questions. I don't think that's great.
In any event, if anybody has any thoughts on this, 740-383-9944. Well, why don't you read that? That's coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
Or today. That's today.
Yeah. So, at the Lee Street Presbyterian Church here in Marion, they're going to be having their Women's Association's annual soup supper. It is tonight, I guess today, 4 to 7. The cost is a donation. They're going to be having all kinds of good food there, from chili to hot dogs and, you know, desserts and that kind of a thing. And, yeah. And that'll be at 455 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio, the Lee Street Presbyterian Church Women's Association's annual soup supper.
All right, let's see here. Oh, and I got my, I guess it's the Women's Club Home newsletter.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I got it for the first quarter, 2026, and the big events coming up, the dance thing. March the 7th, apparently. Let's see here. Oh, no, that's not it. Wait a second. Where is the thing on the dancing thing? I know it's in here somewhere. It'll tell us who the dancers are. Okay, the 7th annual Celebrity, remember, they call it Celebrity. Celebrity Dance Gala. Oh, it is March the 7th. Okay. Oh, here's the dancers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Liz Feliciano.
Yep.
Know who she is?
No.
Tell me who these people are when I wrap them up. John Fetter.
I don't know.
Sarah Hogan.
I don't know.
Rob Coons.
He has a job in the city, doesn't he?
He ran for office a few years ago. I remember when he ran for office. Lily Lloyd.
I don't know.
Jay McDonald.
He's the police chief.
Police chief. Cass Sisler.
I don't know.
Business owner. Amanda Steyer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's your celebrity lineup coming up on March the 7th. I don't know. You know, 7 years, it's probably difficult to come up with
I mean, a few of the names look well-known people. Sound familiar, but I couldn't tell you, like, Federer?
Federer, I think.
Yeah.
John Federer.
Yeah. Sounds familiar. Couldn't tell you where I recognize the name from.
Well, that's what's going on. There's a lot of dancing over there. Gala Gals Dance Rain or Shine. Our women club, Gala Gals, have devoted countless hours to our 7th. Oh, maybe they just plan it. Oh, okay. Those are probably the planners of the event.
No, so then who's the dancers?
Well, I just told you the dancers.
So who are the planners?
Oh, there's a whole group down here. People from the women's club.
I see.
You know, that's nice. Well, hopefully it'll be fun.
I'm sure it'll be good.
That's the rundown here. From the women's club. Are you going to go to this dinner tonight? Donation? Put a donation in and get your chili or whatever?
I will probably not be going to the dinner.
You know, got a copy of The Lantern yesterday. On the front page is Lex Wexner. Wexner's legal team moves to squash subpoena in Strauss sex abuse lawsuit. See? It's everywhere.
I see that. Is that him?
Yeah. Wexner.
Yeah, I've never seen Wexner.
That's him.
Nice. So what is The Lantern? Is this like a...
newspaper.
Yeah, I got that. But like, is it like a school-owned newspaper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So OSU's newspaper. Here's the interesting thing to me. Okay, one of our listeners out here this morning say they got a far bigger story than they could have imagined, so it worked. Well, see, there you go. But
I don't think that's the story they were really going for. I think I think it got them a whole bunch of attention.
Well, that's the point. I think it's what good does this do for society to know that this happened? And is it their story or is it the professor's story? Did you just happen to be in the hallway when the professor got violent? I guess I don't understand this. It's very, very odd.
I think that, you know, it's oh, I mean, I think that the professor probably wouldn't have gotten violent had they have not been in the hallway, you know. I mean
I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing to be aggressive about if they're not in the hallway putting cameras in your face, I suppose.
I think you can call yourself whatever you want. And you know what? I'm not saying these people aren't journalists. They very well may be. I just don't know if any good information ever gets ascertained this way. So why don't we... You cannot read a paper during a program.
I was reading the sports section.
Oh, my God.
It was listing off all the Buckeyes in the Super Bowl.
This is a rough... Maybe there is a Friday the 13th curse.
I was reading the newspaper.
We're doing a show!
Well, I was trying... I could talk and read.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, 740-383-9944. So, you excited for Valentine's Day? You ready for that?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm not getting anybody anything for Valentine's Day. So... I mean, yeah.
Elaborate. Do you like Valentine's Day?
I mean, no, it's no, not really.
I mean, why not?
I mean, I have nothing against Valentine's Day, I guess, but it's the same concept as, like, you know, you don't do anything but buy roses that they marked up like 100%, and then it's just, if you need a whole holiday to buy something for somebody, obviously you didn't really want to get them something. And now you just feel obligated to because there's a holiday that tells you to do so.
You think?
If the only time you ever get your girlfriend, wife, significant other, I don't know, husband, boyfriend, maybe, I don't know, like flowers or chocolate or something is on Valentine's Day, I think that, maybe there's a bit of a problem with that. Had there not been Valentine's Day, would you have just not gotten flowers? Probably not.
But don't you think that you have to do it? If you're in a relationship,
no, you don't have to do anything.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you do. Or there's going to be a major, major fallout if something.
Yeah, there'll probably be a fallout, but that doesn't mean you have to do it.
What do you think people want?
You just
want
to accept the consequences.
What do you think people want for Valentine's Day?
I don't know, too much.
Well, no, just something. Give us some ideas.
Chocolate.
Flowers, balloons.
Yeah, chocolate. I don't know. I know all kinds of people who'd say they hate to get flowers, but then when they get flowers, they're like, oh my God. You know, so don't lie to people. Just if you want flowers, just tell them you want flowers, okay? It'd make life easier on them. I don't know. Jewelry's big. People like the rings and the necklaces and that kind of thing. I don't know. Just things you gotta buy, spend money on.
Well... So, not a big fan of the Valentine's Day.
I'm pretty sure even the whole like, story behind, like, you know, the Roman, like, St. Valentine or whatever, who was, like, marrying Roman troops against the will of, you know, the emperor. I'm almost certain that that's not a real story. So, somebody along the line just had to make that up so they could sell chocolate. I mean, like, I don't know. It just seems like another one of those holidays that they made to sell things to you. It's like Sweetest Day. They literally made a second one just to make you buy more things.
Well, that must mean the first one's working, though.
Oh, yeah, I could have told you that. Yeah.
What does Valentine's Day mean to people? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. I think it's very interesting.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah. What does it mean to people?
Well, I mean, I think it means a lot to some people.
Well, let's see here. Maybe this is a cleaned up version of the audio.
You only got a minute.
Well, we'll see. If this works, we might stick with this. Now, does this sound better to people? We're learning as we go along here this morning. It's a whole thing here. Let's listen to this.
I just want to go through a couple of these things that people are talking about, and you can say what you want about them or not what you want about them. You were on WOSU in January, and the quote that everybody is talking about is, you were talking about Les Wexner, who's in the news, and you said, this is cancel culture going wild. If you believe that there is even some scintilla of an issue, sometimes people just want to go to DEFCON 2, that's silly. People got angry about this.
Yeah,
what do you make?
Well, I think that they didn't have a right to get angry. They can get angry because that's what they do. People take great pride in seeing people who have achieved great things or have great work to see them fall. And, of course, I know Mr. Webster very well. I was on his board. He was the chairman of my board here. A few people know him any better, and I can say unequivocally that I think that he is a man of great values and great integrity, and we need to let the process play.
I just want to go through a couple of things.
All right, now, can people hear that better? Yeah, that's one of those cleanup tools. I think that's fascinating.
I think it sounds better, personally.
Well, how much does this thing cost?
You don't hear the...
No, it got rid of the fan. I said it got rid of the fan.
Yeah, much
but
better.
But how in the world do you... where do you buy this at?
Pricing.
Oh, pricing. Okay. Plans and all this sort of thing.
Exciting!
What is that, $7.50 a month? Or $15 a month?
Well, $7.50 a month.
Well, 90 minutes. I only need... You buy it.
Or you get free and you get 10 minutes. You just have to make an account.
You should buy this program.
You should buy the program.
Oh, $15, you cheapskate.
Yeah.
Buy this program for Valentine's Day. That would be very nice.
You got the free one right there. Called the starter.
But that's not forever, is it? That's only a month. $15 a month.
No.
Yeah, it says a month.
Yeah, go left.
Yeah.
Go left.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
But you only get 10 minutes, right? 10 minutes.
I'm sure you get more than 10 minutes.
Why does it say 10 minutes?
Oh, no, you're definitely right. Because the other ones do label per month.
Sheesh. I'm telling you, this stuff's a mess. Well, I don't think this clip is longer than 10 minutes, so we might be able to do this.
Well, that's good.
Somebody call in while we work on this. 740-383-9944.
All right, well, let's see if it has an app. Apps are really
good. God almighty. Who would have thought this would have been so difficult? Okay, did I sign in?
Oh, they do have an app. That's cool.
Do you got the app?
I have an app on my phone now. It's by that company, so it's going to be the same thing. I got to pay for it.
Okay, it says I got 10 minutes now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff and I have dinner reservations for the Bonefish Grill at Polaris. We both will enjoy a very special dinner that has been prepared for us individually. Very, very nice. There's a Valentine's Day thing going on.
Well, that's nice.
Okay, so I got the free version now. So how do I do this?
Same way you did it before.
Yeah, but now I got to go back, right? Okay, so I got the 10 minutes. So how do I upload something now?
Click on that.
My God. Who would have thought this would have been so difficult?
I think you're just old.
Well, where's the... Do you see it? Do you see where to upload it?
No, but I didn't see it the first time.
Gosh.
So there you go.
There we go. We'll do it right on the air. We have no shame in this sort of thing.
We got to clean it up somehow, you know?
Well, because it was terrible.
That vent was rough.
That heater was a little rough. You know, this AI, it really is the new wave.
Well, yep, and see, that's why programmers and video editors and all that kind of thing are just going to be a bygone thing, because the AI is going to take that job.
I wonder if you can just buy a program that does this. Not download it from the internet, just buy a program
that
fixes audio.
Oh, no.
You can't?
You can't buy programs anymore.
Why can't you buy a program?
Because they found you can make a lot more money if you charge people like $15 a month, like these people. Whereas if I just charged you like $60 for it, then that's...
See,
or alternatively, if you had it for a year, I can make, you know...
See, it still only did...
A lot more.
A minute. See, that didn't work.
Well, yeah, it also didn't take... Yeah.
I didn't do what?
Well, it didn't take one of your minutes.
Right, so I'm saying, why did that not work?
Oh, maybe you gotta hit split and full? I have no clue.
See? Maybe you're old.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything about the AI.
All these new programs.
I don't use AI.
You know, you would think this would be a lot easier. 7-4, isn't this scintillating radio? My God. If this doesn't get you going, I don't know what will. 740-383-9944, but I don't think that was the way to do it. How do you get... Jeez.
What does the split and full thing there do?
Nothing.
Splitting the entire file. I think that it's doing the whole thing now, because it says up there 625.
So what does split and full... Now, how is somebody supposed to read that language? What does split and full mean?
Well, I don't know why they call it split. I would have, entitled it, fix in full, clean up in full, denoise in full. I don't know where they got
split from. We'll see if it gets me down to...
Because they're splitting the noise from the voice. They're splitting the file. I see.
Who would want the noise?
I would just call it denoise. I would just denoise it.
Like, you can keep the noise?
I guess. I mean, they gave you the noise there.
Are you able to download this, I wonder, this file once it's done?
I'd assume so.
Well, I hope so.
I hope that you don't gotta just...
After all this trouble, I hope so. My God. Who would have thought this was so difficult? Okay. I think we got the whole thing now.
Yeah, you got the noise.
Well, I don't want the noise. The noise is muted, I think.
It is, yes.
Okay. So, now, upload. Is that it?
Yes, that's the one you want.
Okay. Well, where's the file?
Wait.
No, that's upload. You don't want to upload.
Oh, you want download. Sorry.
Oh, now where'd it go?
It's gone forever.
Oh, that did a lot of good.
You could probably go to your profile and it might be there. Oh, yeah, splitting history. There we go.
There's how you download it, I guess.
You want to download the noise, too. Make sure you keep that.
Why do I want the noise? Now it's asking for cards and things.
Oh, well. Is it downloaded?
I don't think it did.
Well, it wants you to upgrade. So try to download it again and see if there's not, like, just an option to not do that.
No.
Scroll down.
Nope.
Well.
Well, you know what? We'll just play it then. I don't understand why that won't. That's just a link.
You could save the file.
How do you save the file?
Right-click on it. Save file as.
It's save link. The file's not there.
Well, I'm blind. I need my glasses.
Jeez.
Well, you can play it from there, I guess. That's always an option.
Well, let's go to the splitting history here. Well, you can't even play it now. Oh, there you go. Oh, that's what you have to do.
Just hit the back. No. Like, under the... Well, it's just going to open up another thing. Like, when you hit download...
Yeah?
It pops up with the upgrade screen, but hit back on the upgrade screen and see what that does.
You can't. There's nothing.
No. Like, there's a button there above upgrade. It just brings you back there. Man, what's the point?
Boy, oh boy. Now we can't get even back. We can't even get back to where you can play it. Well, there's something. You know, this is very confusing.
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know,
That's probably why they,
You could try to export it as opposed to downloading it.
And how do you do that?
Up at the top. No, well, that says delete now. Uncheck it. And then export all as CSV.
There we go. Well, what is a CSV?
Well, I don't know. We're about to find out.
Split history. No, there's only 1 kilobyte in there. That's nothing. But, well, we did it, but now you can't play it, apparently.
Well, isn't that something?
Gee whiz.
Oh, boy.
Is this as exciting to everybody listening? You know, boy, oh, boy, what you will do for an audio clip. Well, I don't even know how you get back to where you need to be now. Do you?
No.
Well, this program is kind of a waste of time, isn't it?
So it just won't download?
Well, it won't even let you get to what you've done. That's what happens when you go to your profile.
Yeah, I wonder why when you try to download it, it takes you to the upgrade screen. Because those are it's not the same screen.
Well, and if you go to splitting history here, it's there. But you can't do anything with it. So what are you supposed to do with it? Well, it says we store your files for 2 weeks. Well, that's all well and good. You know, stuff like this.
Wait, go up.
What?
What does the little text there say? Oh, never mind. I thought that was like a tiny like skip option. Definitely not.
Well, who knows where it went?
Well, sad times.
You know, that is all odd. Just when things were looking up here today.
Oh, download is a pro feature.
Right, but now how do you get back to where you were?
To do what?
To look at it.
Well, I don't know. I figured you would download it, but they won't let you download it, so...
Well, it says your history's there. I just don't know how you get back to your history.
Well, you're in your history, right there.
Right, but where is it?
Well, splitting history.
Okay.
And that's it.
Brings up that, but what can you do with that?
Well, apparently that's where you're supposed to be able to download it, but downloading it is a paid feature.
Okay, so you can't even go back and listen to it.
I guess not.
Well, that's a wonderful program. Well, that was terrible.
Man.
Why would anybody want to
do
that?
Why would I pay for it if I can't even get see how the whole file works?
Sheesh. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you guys are so great. You're teasing me. You was going to tease us this morning. You sure are teasing. But you know what? There's another word for teasing. I remember when my sister would comb her hair, they'd say they're teasing her hair. And now you guys would be really good, instead of being on audio all morning, to be on video. Wouldn't that be great? Can I see both your heads? Are you really both your heads together, peeking down, looking, reading something?
No, it's not quite that deep in the studio. We're just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Well, that's what it's amazing to me, because, you know, a lot of people say, boy, they're stupid. Boy, they don't even know what they're doing this day and age and everything. That's what they tell us when we get older, or even when you're younger or stuff. But isn't it amazing the stuff you get today and the brochures you get with it? And it's in four or five different languages and stuff, but it's only one little paragraph tell you how to do it.
Oh, I think you're right, because clearly we don't know what we're doing.
Well, how can you? I've bought a new refrigerator in the last, couple, 3 or 4 years, something like that, you know. And I bought a stove in that period of time, because we had the other appliances for about 30 years that lasted that long. So I bought those, and both of those, when I got them home, I had them home for a day and a half, and all at once, bells and whistles went on the refrigerator, and I thought, I don't know what's wrong, man. And so I had to call the repairman out, and they said it would be 3 days before we get to you. And in the same way with the stove, after about a year or so, something happened to that, and I didn't have any manual. You got to pay $50 or $60. Either of you guys bought anything or anything, and you get a manual, you got to pay for it?
You know, yes, they do make you pay for the manuals now, and isn't that something?
That's what I'm wondering, and I'm going to keep the conversation going, if you don't mind, for a couple
minutes.
No,
go right ahead.
The time limitation, is that what you're doing? You're going on the internet, and you're getting a little bit of time, and then that come and took the fan noise out of that one portion of it? Is that what you done, Scott?
That's what happened there, and for some reason we had it all fixed up and ready to go, but then it disappeared.
Did you pay for that, or was that just a tease for a little bit to show you what we can do for you folks if you want to pay $250 for the next hour?
I think it was a tease. It turns out it was a tease.
Okay, I'm not doing too bad figuring this out, and not even up there. Is the temperature okay in your studio? Maybe it's too hot or too cold or something like that, because that was the before, the kind of you had a hot and it was doing damage to the the new equipment you got? And are we still operating on new equipment like you just got in the last month? I never followed that kind of thing. I never heard much about that.
Yeah, we have a new computer in the studio, but I think we're pretty much operating on the old equipment. Now, it's 76.1 in here, so it's pretty nice in here.
Oh, yeah.
So not too bad.
Can't blame it on temperature, then.
No, the temperature's not got us here today.
Scott, you know, that tease was pretty good, but you know what? I haven't heard, and I don't know if I'm the only one in the listening audience that does this, but nobody has said a word. But I thought it was interesting. The other night, I scrolled the channels, and I flip back and forth on channel. I don't watch TV. I flip back and forth on around the late evenings when I call it quits from my work day, per se. and I watch a little bit of the news to catch up on what's going on, so they can't say, what have you been, Ted, under a rock or something? But that's a bad quote to make to somebody, you know, that don't understand what's going on, and they don't know what's going on. And there you guys this morning don't know what's going on. But can you come out of that stage for a minute more? And I'm going to ask you a question about TV there. Mayor Collins was on TV, and the auditors had pictures on the TV, but Channel 6, and they run a long thing. I mean, this wasn't a two-minute clip. It was pretty good. I'm pretty sure that both of you have heard about it or nothing, but there's nothing said on your program yet that I've heard.
About the auditor and the mayor?
On Channel 6, like, you know, like everything else comes on there, and maybe you don't get on there for something about a groundhog or about a toss or something like that. It don't make the news or something. But this made the news, but I never heard nothing. They had pictures of downtown Marion, West Center Street and stuff. I could see that. And, oh, they filmed a lot and filmed the mayor, and the mayor spoke there for quite a while and stuff. I thought it was kind of interesting. And what the reason for it was, I don't know, but I thought maybe you'd comment on that.
Well, I did not see the footage, but I believe, because I did see the link, that I think it's because the books have not been reconciled here for quite some time.
Oh, I understand. I've heard that for, God, how long have you been talking about that? Ever since Mayor Collins come into that, and then prior to that? Yeah, I got that. But did you see that footage on TV at all, or hear about it, or you just ignored it, or what is why hasn't that been said something on your show? It always comes up or something.
Well, I have not seen the video clip. Well,
oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Was it on yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot. Yeah, that's okay, Scott. We'll let that go. But tell me another thing here. Why, when I watch TV in the evening, I don't know the weather person or the news person or this. Why do they change everybody here? And this has been going on for, Scott, you knew what I'm talking about. I know darn well you are, because you watch it too, and there are different faces and different people, and people that's on leave and come. What is the reason for that, Scott, this day and age here in the last, let's just boil it down to maybe 6 months?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting. I read a story about this this week, but that a lot of people in the Columbus media, weather people and things of that nature, are aging out of what they want on television now.
Okay, and that's why I brought that up. That was the thing. I didn't know you was going to Columbus to interview Gordon Gee and, you know, everything like that. But that, come back to us, that was the tease you was talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get that clear in my mind, though. Don't take the old words they say, a rocket scientist. But, my God, these rocket scientists aren't doing it. We're going to go up, and then we're going to go down. And then we're going to stay here for a while, and then we're going to do this. And I like that thing they do, the figure eight, around Earth and around the moon, and then come back. So it just seems like we can put anything up in the air and everything, but you guys can't figure that out yet this morning.
No, this is terrible. We can't figure a thing out here this morning.
Maybe would you get somebody a younger like maybe 5 and 6 year olds, you know, they have a pretty good, our great grandchildren, they come up, they know everything, Scott. Have you got any relation or friends that's got children 4, 5, and 6, amazing things that they are talking about today?
Well, yeah, I do have some people. What are the younger kids talking about today?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about those 4 years that they haven't gotten to school yet, but they can re-rattle off a lot of stuff. Aren't you amazed with the...
Oh, they love the technology.
That's Chrome-educated people. Do you think our education is going to go that way eventually?
Oh, I would say so. I would say so.
I was just wondering about your opinion on that, because you're up to date on that inside stuff, you know, a radio and communications with other people. And by the way, you just, why did you go down there to Gordon Yee and you interviewed him at this particular time after this was on TV?
Oh, I put in a request and he granted it, and we've been doing interviews for a long time, and that's what he said. He said, you know,
I mean, like this particular time when somebody got shoved to the ground and, then you went down, what was it, next day or so, and you didn't get shoved to the ground, did you?
No, and I think that's interesting.
So you wanted to get that point across to us public, that you could do it, but if the others didn't do the right approach. Did I get the full value of watching and kind of listening as close as I could and putting my opinion in my own head? That's what you went down and showed them, that you, being a polite journalist, could go down there and do the same thing. But was you in a hallway or anything with them, or where was you when you was given that interview? Was you?
We were in a conference room.
Of who?
Ohio State. One of the. I think it was called the John Glenn Conference Room.
That's a pretty big place. In a conference room, and they just let you come in and. Gordon Yee, you made an appointment prior to that to be there at a certain time and stuff, and he was there and done that for you then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So,
yep.
In other words, they wouldn't have had any trouble if they went through a procedure like they're supposed to be, because you're pretty well up to date how you should do it and how you shouldn't do it, and just a little bit of talk and hearing and stuff. They're the ones that didn't do it properly. But I just put a little... piece in that I saw on a clippage of the guy that grabbed there are two different names that aren't journalists. That's what they said on TV, but the one that was had the microphone or something like that, or the camera, and grabbed him, knocked him down. Well, they both went to the ground, I think. But I seen him when he come up, the guy, what do we call the guy I'm trying to say, the guy, the big guy that done that?
The professor?
The professor, yeah, he got up, and I seen him point his finger at the guy on the ground, like saying, hey, I don't want you doing that, or something like that. That's my opinion. But there was a piece of the camera. I seen him pick it up, and he politely handed it to the guy. And it, to me, the professor was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing that happened. That wasn't really... it was just a very spur of the moment. And what triggered him, truthfully, that's what you guys are trying to get across, but ain't got across yet today, of the video and stuff, what you was talking about, I think. Did Gordon Yee say anything about that footage at all, or did he just kind of bypass that? I couldn't make out on the video coming over today.
Yes, he did say a little bit about that.
Yeah, so he, okay. And you got part of it. Did you ask him the question about that?
Yes, we talked about that.
Okay, you asked the question in your talking with him. Okay, I got that.
And if we ever get this thing fixed, you might hear it.
Well, if.
I know, it's a big if right now, let me tell you. It is a big if.
IF didn't settle many arguments. Hey, Scott, Matt. Are you doing okay there? Did you troubleshoot it now after I talked? Because you guys said, why don't somebody call in and talk while you're working on it? Did you get a fix, Matt?
We're still trying to figure it out, but I did find the a clip of Mayor Collins on.
What was that all about?
Well, I haven't listened to it. I'd see, because I'm
what,
on it.
What was the name of that program we had over here a second ago?
Well, video showed at my, you know, on television, and you never got anything with him, you know, always asking to come on and this and that, but I could see you went clear to Columbus and you got Gordon Gee and got all that information, and even the footage of the guy getting shoved to the ground and stuff and all that, but yeah, there's always everything about it, but you can talk about it and everything, but if you wasn't there and didn't see it and didn't have nothing to comment about it, there was no camera footage of it, I guess.
No, what do you make, though, of that whole thing, getting pushed down in the hallway? What did you see there?
Well, I don't... I told you what I saw. I just got through telling you.
Why? You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's the right way to go about it?
Guy pushed him down, and he got up, and he pointed his finger at him like saying, hey, get off of our butt and get out of here or something like that. And he politely picked up a piece of the lens or something off the camera and politely handed it to the guy. That's all I know. I don't make any comment on stuff I don't know what I'm talking about. Now, if you want to go fishing and say that you caught a crappie today, would you know what a crappie was?
Oh, no. That fishing's not my area.
Well, see, there we go. Case closed. But I done my duty. You said, why don't somebody call in and until we get this fixed? So I done my job. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What's your time that you think you'll have that taken care of before you go off air this morning?
Wouldn't it be nice?
This afternoon. How about football, Matt? Will that be anything on football on that footage?
Oh.
It was like a football game, the way they fought in that hallway. it was like that coaching carousel right out there in the hallway at OSU.
Good one, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, yeah, it was a knockdown. I don't understand where the file is here. Do you?
Well, the file's right there.
Yeah, I understand that. But why can you not play it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I thought you were all about this technology.
Oh, no.
You don't know anything about technology.
I got rid of my smartwatch and got me a regular watch. I mean, I downgraded.
You know, I have no idea what the point of this whole program is.
Well, you see, if you pay for it...
I understand that, but where is what we've already done?
Well, it'd be in the splitting history, but I don't know why you can't play it from there.
It's there. You just can't do anything with it. This is terrible.
What are the, go to the pricing again.
The pricing?
Yeah, go to pricing again.
Yeah, $15 a month.
But this is for the paid ones. But it shows you what you get out of it. I wanted to see what you could get out of the free one. Maybe that's not a thing. Maybe you only get previews.
Well, I don't know. Here's what the first minute sounds like when it's actually cleaned up.
I just want to go through a couple of these things that people are talking about, and you can say what you want about them or not what you want about them. You were on WOSU in January, and the quote that everybody is talking about is, you were talking about Les Wexner, who's in the news, and you said, this is cancel culture going wild. If you believe that there is even some scintilla of an issue, sometimes people just want to go to DEFCON 2, that's silly. People got angry about this.
Yeah,
what do you make?
Well, I think that they didn't have a right to get angry. But they can get angry because that's so big. People take great pride in seeing people who have achieved great things or have great work to see them fall. And, you know, of course, I know Mr. Wexner very well. I was on his board. He was the chairman of my board here. A few people know him any better, and I can say unequivocally that I think that he is a man of great values and great
that people are talking about, and you can say what you want about.
Apparently, we've screwed it up again. Okay, what? Why don't you see if you can find where the thing went? Because it shows clearly that we downloaded it. But it's gone. By the way, if anybody else would like to call... Oh, you know what? It's break time. Thank God. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
See whether they're right or not. Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that, and I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. CRT Mechanicals, address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.